trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo,
from the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
This will make some good interludes like the Beastie Boys album.
All right, Hub Show, Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield, Charming Grissette.
You took all the house speaking spell from me.
Once again, Chris, we have a house
so
full here,
bitter.
Man.
Huh?
We have a studio full.
We do.
In the house, returning after a two-month hiatus. DJ Smooth is here.
Really, a hiatus? Is that what you're going to call it?
You've been.
I'm on the move, man. I move all the time.
Smooth on the move.
Bogus.
DJ Smooth.
Don't call it a comeback. Bogus. Don't call it a comeback, right?
Well,
don't
call it a comeback. Even worse. Back since November. Mm. It's Tino the Sandman over here. Santino's in the house. Mr. Mancibo.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah.
As always.
Of course, man.
As always. Thank you.
Yeah. Lots to talk about.
He has shrimp tempura on the way.
Yeah, he made...
That's cool. Oh, I'm fancy.
No.
That's really not.
See,
Santino,
if you think you're fancy, you straight up trim.
You brought a guest?
I brought a guest.
A guest of the Hub Show?
A guest and
Mr.
good.
Mr. Dio Evans of Midwest Classics is in the house.
Good peoples. Good folk.
Good folk, definitely. Yeah. Can you hear that?
No.
Okay, cool.
So I can't hear
my man over here with the shades.
He's a music man.
Cool.
I got you
too
guys
cool
in the house.
School. I dig it.
Oh, yeah, I got you guys in the house for a couple of reasons. One, first off,
talk shit
for sure.
Oh my goodness, talk that shit.
That's what the Hub Show is about. Shit. Hub Show shit. Anyway,
just make sure you take it with you.
One thing, let's get it over with.
I won't leave it stinking.
We haven't seen you since Stan Lee died there, Santino, since November.
I've been mourning.
In the big movie, you're still in mourning.
I'm still in mourning.
But the big, movie out, I know.
Every day there's a reminder.
You're right, spoiled for many days.
I'm surrounded by all this nerdiness and this comic book.
It's you, man.
Shit, you know what I mean? That's my schnit.
Were you at Second and Charles this past Saturday, May the 4th?
No, yo, I'm going to be honest. I've really been focused on the music and my craft lately, so I've kind of been.
We're going to get to that. Hang on. You saw it, right? The Avengers?
Of course. You know I got time for that shit.
So
you know
why.
You hear me?
I haven't seen it, but I know Richie, the producer, has seen it.
I've seen it.
Chris saw it. And what's your verdict, man? What's the deal?
My verdict?
What's the deal?
As a two-part?
Uh-huh.
I mean, even standalone, but even as a two-part, the Infinity War and Endgame. If that movie doesn't win any fucking awards,
Does it win all your awards, dude?
I don't want to talk about it.
Was that good?
I don't really want to talk about it. I want to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I find out Rich is a bit of a comic book nerd too. Was that good, Rich?
They don't make superhero movies and make you misty in the theater.
Did you get misty?
Got a little misty air at one point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And somewhere towards it was a 3-hour movie, so I guess around
that's why you were
2 hours and 45 minutes. Yeah. I don't know if it was a urine coming out of my eyes or the
no. I don't have time to go to the movies.
Yeah.
You what?
I don't have time to go to the movies.
It was not a three-hour movie.
They were definitely plucking the fields with that one.
Huh?
They were definitely plucking the fields with
Plucking the fields with Endgame. Oh.
Infinity War 2. That was just the appetizer.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
So this is your cup of tea. Why do you think you're on here, man?
I mean, we might as well just go ahead and spoil the damn thing because everybody's seen it. Who wants to see it? So do you think that the traveling through time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
In the comic books?
Like they went back to the particular years.
Yeah, they do it a million times. It's kind of a yes and no thing. You know what I mean? Because like when you deal with comic books and you deal with sci-fi, there's so much that goes on with time jumping. It gets so ridiculous. Like X-Men.
They didn't.
This is what happens. These nerds start talking about comic books and movies. It's a whole show to itself, right? Sorry,
I'm lost in the sauce right now, bro.
I mean, it felt like when I was watching it, I felt like I was like, this timeline thing can't be correct. It can't be accurate. Like where they're crossing each other over and everything.
Yo, and one thing,
It gets so complicated, too.
It does. Like, when people come to me and they ask questions, I'm like, man, just wiki that shit, please. like, or Google that shit. Like, they got so many, like walkthroughs and, you know what I mean, people giving, you know, synopsises and everything that. Like, you can get a quicker answer than you would get out of me. Like, I'd give you the scenic route. They would get fucking straight to the point. Like, all right, this is what the fuck happened. You know what I mean? Okay. So, like... And half the time, it's too long of a fucking story to even, like, and people want to text over that shit. Like, call me, motherfucker, FaceTime me or something like that.
Like, that's too much. Like, 3 hours, dude.
You know what I mean?
So, listen. So, out of 5 stars, you give it what?
Nine stars.
Wow.
Nine stars. I mean, I guess call me a nerd, call me biased or whatever, but I just want to see my comic books. I want to see my comic book movie shine.
I know you do. And we talk about this.
Just have just as much clout as like a Shawshank Redemption.
I got you.
Or you know what I mean? Or Rocky, you know what I mean? Or Godfather or something like that.
You
want
to be up on that level.
Yeah, up on that level. And there have been some good ones. There have been some good ones. If none of y'all have seen Logan.
It's on a roll, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man. I know it's passionate. I like it.
I'm a little litty
pull
right
the string
now.
And
I'm a little
stop.
Litty right now. I had like 9 shots of like Crown Apple before I got here.
You got
here,
some California rolls on the way, dude.
Hey,
I'm getting started.
With cucumber, no avocado. Because I bees like that. But anyway. If none of y'all, anybody in this room has not seen Logan, or like felt anything while watching Logan.
That movie's tough.
Yo.
Well, time out. Dio, is this your cup of tea? You like this movie? Did you see Endgame? Any of this? You like the movie?
What's up? I haven't seen Logan. He showed me Logan the other day.
He made me laugh. Okay. Oh, he's getting you into it, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, Logan.
You're reeled in like a fish, bro, because once you get in that shit, you can't get out.
Well.
He's going to reel you in like a fish on me.
Yo. So everybody knows, on top of the comic books, I'm a big, huge, like, anime enthusiast, you know what I mean?
Here we go,
bro.
And here we go.
My Hero Academia.
Oh my god!
If you ain't hip to my, huh? Yo, if you're not hip to My Hero, if you're a comic book fan, like you don't even have to be an anime fan. But if you're a comic book head and you're not watching My Hero Academia. You need to. And if you're going through some shit right now.
You got the producer in on the shit chiming in. You know what I'm saying?
I got to get hip to the game, man.
I got to get hip to the game.
If you're going through some shit right now and you need a good underdog story, like, I don't even want to get into that. My man Deku, the main character Deku, his name's Midoriya, but he's like.
Wait, did you get Dio into it?
Yeah. I've got a lot of people into it. I'm so passionate about it.
I'm telling you, man, he's going to reel you in like a fish, bro. And once he reels you in, there ain't no coming back.
Basically, I'm just going to give you a little taste. All right, basically, imagine a world where 80% of the population has super abilities. Super abilities, they call them quirks, okay? So anybody that's the minority is somebody that's just a regular, you know, like me and you. Like, we ain't shit. You know what I mean? And the biggest clout you can have, the biggest status you can have, like, as far as career is concerned, is being a pro hero.
Okay, so
basically there's a world where you know you have kids that go to school and everything like that, so they have schools where you can go to and learn to be a pro hero, you know what I mean. And it's not just like Superman and Batman type shit. Like they have people that like deal with crowd control and stuff like that, you know what I mean, or people that deal with damage control and shit like that. It's real crazy. If you immerse yourself in this joint, it gets real in depth. But anyway, there's a character. His name is Midoriya. His nickname is Deku. It's really a diss to him because his best friend, but his best friend really hates him. His name is Bakugo. I'm gonna try to wrap it up.
Right,
Deku.
About some real
he doesn't have a super ability.
Okay.
But he's such a fanboy, and all he wants to be in life is save people and be a hero. The person that he looks up to is the number one pro hero called All Might. He is Superman of that universe, if you will. He looks up to him. Basically, everybody tells him, like, give it up. You're not going to be anything. You're not going to be anything. You don't have a quirk. You're not going to do anything. Even though there's a course where, like, people, you know what I mean? Like, regular people.
That's what makes it, too.
You know what I mean? Can join and actually become a hero. But they're like, yo, give it up. You ain't going to be shit, kid. So, some things happen.
Okay.
Some things come into realization.
Okay.
He meets his idol. His idol pretty much comes into realizations with him. And he's pretty much like, hey, bro, let me put you under my wing.
Okay.
I know you don't have any powers or abilities, but what? But what if I told you? Uh-huh. What if I told you that I can pass on my abilities to you? And what if I told you that I was just like you at one point, and I can give you the same thing that I have, and you can be well on your way to being the number one pro.
So you're saying that there's only like 20% of the population that doesn't have a power?
Right. That's what you said.
For the most part, yeah.
Otherwise, you're a corpse.
I don't care. I am that passionate about it, and because I know most people won't even watch it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'll leave them with that. I'll leave them with that impression.
Listen, Tino, to circle around here and wrap up the Comic-Con.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I had you on the list for Comic-Con, man. You could have gotten there for free back in March, dude. We had a seat saved for you.
I'm sorry.
We were trying to figure out who half these people were walking by us. You would have been there explaining the whole thing to us. It made us look smart.
I'm balancing. One thing I want to share, and it's a little bit personal.
I'm just kidding with you, man.
No, bro.
You have this thing.
Whenever I say stuff, like you have this thing of apologizing, and I'm not.
I'm not putting you on the spot, but why you weren't there? I'm just saying we missed you there because you would have helped.
I just want people to know and have a better understanding. I've been on the show a couple times, so it's time they get to know a little bit about me.
So explain.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Explain.
So besides me being a music guy that makes beats and, you know what I mean, and the hip hop and with the shits. Okay.
It's almost part two now.
I don't think
hip hop and the shits go well together. You should probably change that phrase.
So maybe you
get the shits when you're not hipping or
he's trying to clown me right now. But anyway, people that are with the shits know what with the shits means. So they with the shits. All right. So
there you go.
But anyway, on top of me being a music guy, I am also very, very ill. I have diabetes and what they call gastroparesis, which is a digestive problem.
I'm just messing with you.
No, I mean,
that's why you didn't show up at that concert.
So
I'm just saying.
It was a little bit of music and me resting up and stuff like that. That's why you can't eat avocado. What's that?
That's why you can't eat avocado.
No, no, I just don't like avocados. The texture, bro.
Really?
Call me a hater all you want. I mean, I'm from a Spanish background, and it's
no
crazy
kidding,
because
man.
Everybody in my household, they love avocado.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Except they bathe in it, eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Moisturizing cream.
I love hot sauce. I love spicy shit. You know what I mean? But avocado
keep
and
keep it real.
Keeping it real.
Let's circle this around now. Music, because I got DJ Shmoove in the house.
Yeah, we got a couple. We got a couple music guys.
You're Tino the Sandman on SoundCloud.
Yes, Tino the Sandman on SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud.
Yep.
That's Sandman without the D.
Yep.
So Tino Sandman. D.O. Evans, Midwest Classics.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you work here in Hagerstown at Vocal Inc. Studios. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Timmy. One of these days, Timmy. It's going to happen, man. Timmy Campbell. But so it's kind of a generation gap here because myself and DJ Shmoove.
Quite a couple generations, right?
Well, you're what, 32-ish?
I'm 33. Just turned 33. Newly 33.
Oh, see, there's two generation gaps right there.
Yeah.
So we about to get ignorant up in here.
He said we about to.
I know you are.
We about to get ignorant up in here in a hot second.
DJ Shmoove and I are close in age, and we're in our upper 40s here. But we come from the golden era. So we grew up with, I watch you on Facebook, Santino. I watch you and I watch you guys all good.
Are you even aware of the era that I grew up in?
The era you grew up in the 90s?
No.
I know that.
No, they're not, actually.
The early 2000s. The perfect example of era that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Huh?
What is it?
Hail Mary. Machiavelli, Tupac.
Well, no, but what's
the era?
You're
a 90s baby, though, right?
That's
the best era of hip-hop that ever came out.
I just did a whole show about it at the O'Connell's Club.
I appreciate y'all.
I'm just saying, though.
Yeah. But when
you guys are like, you know, you guys are in the studio and y'all making beats, which is all good. And the hip hop that comes out today.
Studio in my room.
A little different than you.
Mine's just my room.
Well,
it's not even a little bit different. I mean, there are some people that are still doing the old shit. Like, it sounds reminiscent of that, but like, it's a totally different thing.
It's a different sound nowadays.
It's a totally different sound.
But look, stuff is supposed to evolve. I understand that. It's supposed to evolve. I understand that. It ain't going to always be the same, but. Like Shmoove and I come from the era where, like, you know, the crate digging with the vinyl and digging for beats and all that shit. Right. But now it's
thank
more about.
Thank you for saying that word.
Yeah, but now.
Thank you for saying that word. It's
but now
a
y'all
are there
and y'all are making beats without nothing against. It's all good. You guys just did something in Hagerstown recently, right? at the Grand Piano Ballroom. There was a beat competition, right?
But no. Coincidentally, he had an event, a show that night as well. Yeah,
Corlin Mansion with Ramik. Ramik. Was on the show about 2 weeks ago.
Meek out.
That's easier to say.
It was a phrase that he told me, and it stuck with me. You know what I mean?
It's all good. So you did the show with him. There was a tornado wash in the area, dude. That's why I wasn't going out there. But
I performed with Supreme Team.
Okay.
Kilo and Brandon.
Okay.
Shout out to Kilo.
Okay, who's Kilo and who we talking about? Shout out right here. Look right here in Hagerstown. Okay, because we're Luke's.
Because
Ramik wants us to do a hub show at the next Cortland Mansion event, which I think is the end of this month. He's asked me to come in there, and I'm thinking about it. And we'll give you guys some, you know.
Dope.
Put the spotlight on you.
Do it.
We'll see.
Where's Cortland?
But what we're talking about, though, is the difference. For instance, man.
By the other post office. Across from 710.
Yeah.
I love all the music. It's all good. There's some stuff that doesn't grab me like it used to grab me, though. That's for sure. The mumble rap and all that stuff. But I can't really tell what's like Shmoo said, what's banging right now. You know what I mean?
Everything is really accessible and easy to, you know.
Delivery guy.
A part of now. So whenever everything is accessible, it's just, you know, that time and development.
It's just watered down.
Right. Is it watered down?
That are important.
I feel like lyrical content is definitely lacking as a whole.
Well, there's always...
I'm not saying that people aren't doing it out there. Like, there are people still doing it, but, like, people are singing about... I don't even know what the hell they're singing about anymore. Like, what is...
It's
popping pills.
The industry as a whole is taking a hit. The music industry as a whole
is glorified now more than it was.
It's stale.
Right.
It is glorified. And what I was saying about yes and no is that when you take out the mainstream aspect of it all, because there's so much out there, and like he said, everything is easily accessible.
I understand that. What's mainstream is really mainstream.
Yeah, is really mainstream. And if you're just gonna take the lazy route and take what's spoon fed to you,
you're gonna have
a horrible time. But
with as much
music as there is out now, and with streaming, and with as many platforms,
you can definitely make it easier than you could 30 years ago.
Definitely.
There's more YouTube stars now than
anybody.
But there is a lot of trash out there, but there is a lot of good out there. So there's that, like, if
I know, but well, it's finding that good.
But this is what I tell you. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to seek and you shall find.
I just feel like, I don't know, my perception of underground hip hop anymore is totally different than it was, like, back in the day. Like, late 90s, early 2000s.
It's all about categorization.
What is underground?
That was going to be my question. What do you consider underground?
I think everything is underground now, right?
I wouldn't say everything is underground, but definitely, I mean, for me, anything underground is something that has, like, a particular, like niche following, I should say. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, like, anything that has a niche following, you know what I mean?
I guess
on, like, a hipster level, you know what I mean? Like, yo, this is popping, but y'all don't know about this shit.
If I asked you, what's underground? What's banging underground right now?
I mean, for real, I really couldn't tell you because I listen.
It kind of ruined that like diamond in the rough feeling of finding good stuff because it's just everywhere now.
I know different genres. But even hip hop itself is splintered off into different genres.
Absolutely,
of,
course. They definitely, for about a decade now, they've been splitting off into like the EDM realm, even the country realm. I tell people that are in the country that are like the naysayers on the hip hop. I'm like, man, you can't fight it, bro. Like, it's in there.
It's sprinkled in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is the worst song ever.
What song?
Accidental Racist by Tim McGraw and LL Cool J is the worst fucking song.
That's the thing is that I've never even heard of that.
I've never even heard of that.
Me either, man.
And I'm glad. I'm disappointed in both of them.
Like heavy 808 bass and shit like that, and like some country records and stuff like that. And it's like, bro, that's some hip hop shit.
So it's funny because you got your ear open for that. I wouldn't even care. I mean, Smoove and I DJ. We do weddings and stuff. I'm not even
big in the country like that. But I'm observing.
You know, you're observing. I appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. You hear? I wouldn't even know to listen for because When people ask me to play country at weddings, I just play it. Yeah.
That song that Chris
and
just mentioned just like blew way the freak over my head because I had never heard that freaking song. The biggest crossover country slash hip hop song I heard was probably Nelly.
Nelly and Tim McGraw, right?
You know what I mean? And now it's Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yep.
Sure. Or
I didn't know that one.
Or it was what was it? The celebrities in the car. What was it? Snoop Dogg was riding with Matthew McConaughey. They were both singing "On the Road Again" by Willie Nelson.
Oh yeah,
not
exactly what we're talking about, but it was still funny.
It was like car karaoke, right? It was
car
like
karaoke. Car karaoke.
Yeah, Willie Nelson. That was fun. Though, man.
That was dope. That was a beautiful moment. That was a beautiful moment.
It was, man.
That was a real beautiful moment. Yeah.
But talk about crossing over. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
But let's dial down.
It is the weed that binds them, though.
Right.
That's love too. I love the type of connection that
it's the weed that brought them together.
It's the weed that brings
out a beautiful moment. You know what I mean? Right. So it is what it is.
Look at Dio's trying to show off. Hang on, man. We'll let you perform in a second. There's a girlfriend.
The lady.
Oh, that's her ringtone.
The lady.
Okay. Thought she was hitting you up. So wait, but Dio, you're 25.
Yeah.
So when I say
but he an old soul too.
I bet
he an old soul.
I bet
depends on what day it is, what age you are. What's up, man?
Well, some days I'm 5'11", some days 5'10". Depends on the temperature of the shower, dude. Whatever, man.
Temperature of the shower.
But listen, man, 25 though. Where are you from? You from around here?
Born in Detroit. I lived in Tennessee for like 12 years.
Right.
Then moved to PG County.
So you're a Maryland boy.
Maryland.
You've been here, man.
Yeah. You've been Texas. Here for a good minute then.
Texas a bit?
I was 5 years in Frederick.
That's okay. Some interesting cultural changes, though.
Oh,
Texas
yeah.
Texas for college.
It is, though.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, those are some extreme
cultural changes. Charmin jumped around all her life. I've been around all my life. Different places.
Did you happen to leave Detroit when Detroit fell? Like when Detroit crashed.
Detroit's been falled.
Were you there during the crash?
I was born in 93.
Dude, born in 93,
man. I've never got the pleasure to go to Detroit, and I've always wanted to because, you know, I'm a big... Oh, my bad. I'm a big Dilla fan. You know what I mean? As a beat.
Did you say Dilla?
Dilla all day. You know what I mean?
That's that shit.
Right. I'd love to see what
I'd love
to see what the city looks like now, though.
I bet it's ugly but lovely at the same time.
But let me ask
you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, check it out. Let me ask Dio. So, like, 25, you're a young guy.
25.
So, to you, who's a legend of hip hop?
Man, I don't
know. More than one. But
would you say Lil Wayne?
Nah, I don't.
He's definitely one of those ones that surprises me on like the type of shit that he be on.
I don't know.
I don't really look at it from that perspective. I think
we got Tupac playing the back. Is he a legend?
Legends that I mean, you know, in his own right.
In his own right. I'm with you on that.
You know, he definitely. I don't know. I just don't think about things
okay,
like
let,
that.
Okay, let me ask you this, coming from a DJ's perspective. If you had two albums for the rest of your life that you can listen to front to back.
Stuck on an island, dude.
Okay.
From front to back that you would not skip any track on.
Okay.
Give me two
food
albums
liquor,
that you would listen to.
Food and Liquor.
Hey.
Food and Liquor.
Okay. Hey. Okay. He's bumping out the other night. Yeah. Hey.
Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Okay.
What was the last one?
The Kendrick jump.
Either Kendrick, Pimp a Butterfly, or Good Kid, Mad City.
Okay. Is that good?
I get down with Kendrick, though.
He's got two good ones.
I can dig it. Because I love a lot of jazz and classical influence. His name is classics.
Well-rounded.
Classic way.
So that's what Tino's nice. Talking about.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. I like to hear well-rounded.
Like, so Nas was like that. Like, his dad was a jazz musician, so like, a lot of jazz showed up in his music.
Boom. Yo, this homie's, so the homie's right 25, there. And he knows about Elder Bars.
Yeah.
You look like Elder Bars. But anyway, you look like Elder Bars.
You look like Elder
Bars. Wait a minute, is that...
Maybe Chico.
I'll take it. That means I'm doing something good.
Yes, he did. It's not enough, bro.
Nothing wrong with that, dude. He was banging Janet for a minute there, dude.
Yeah, he was. He was banging Janet for a minute, so don't take that as a disrespect.
No,
he carries
a
torch. Trust me.
And he's throwing up on stage in the whole 9 yards.
He said Penny.
You know, I'm
Janet Jackson. I mean, literally, bitches would take their fucking drawers off and throw them shits on stage at
him. I didn't take that as any disrespect, and I don't take this other comparison that a lot of people make, even my grandparents have made.
To what?
Logic.
What? He's good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good. He's a beast. That dude is a beast.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He is awesome. A lot of people say I look like Logic. And at first I was like, nah, not really. But then, like, the more and more I would go in public and random people, like, just randos, like, super
all
randos.
All you need is a trade of square glasses for the round glasses. Yo, and you win.
Once I knew it was official is when my grandmother called me up. And she was like, hey, me and Grandpa are watching TV. We're watching the
are
awards
you on the
right now.
Are you on the Grammys?
She was like, guess who you look like? And I'm like, don't say it. Don't say it. You know what I mean? She's like, Logic. I'm like, you fucking said it. Oh, my God.
Just push up the square grasses for the round ones and you be straight.
Are you thinking about committing suicide?
No.
I don't.
You're upsetting your mother.
You're upsetting your mother.
You're upsetting your mother.
Well, that's cool, man.
But I don't take it as any disrespect. I kind of love it. Every time people say that I look like him, I'm like, no, that motherfucker looks like me. He's a clone.
I was here first.
Yeah, exactly. And all facts. I'm 1986, April 3rd, 1986.
That's you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
86, is it?
Yep.
Oh, it's my age.
Jay and I, no play show like damn 86. I was like freshman in high school. Get ready to go into the military. Thinking about what the hell I want
to
do with my life.
Run DMC
and freaking
Beastie Boys.
Have you seen mid-90s yet? Since we're gonna talk movies, have you seen the movie mid-90s yet?
No, not yet.
Jonah Hill wrote and like produced that shit.
Oh yeah,
dope fucking movie.
You saw it?
Yeah, he just directed it.
He will correct you in a heartbeat.
He wrote, produced, and directed. He did the whole thing. Okay.
What's the platform? Where can we see it?
Netflix. Where's it at?
I mean,
is it out?
Crackle?
I didn't see it in the theater.
I saw it on Kodi. I saw it on my Fire Stick.
But I'm still watching it.
But dope movie. And the reason why I recommend this so much is because when the little kid, his name is Stevie, and they dub him the nickname Sunshine in the movie.
Yeah.
I mean Sunburn. My bad. Sunshine is Remember the Titans.
Well, that's the movie we watched the other night.
Yeah, little man has a lot of heart, and when you watch him as a little man now minus the skateboarding stuff.
Not your thing?
Huh?
Not your thing?
No, I tried to because, you know what I mean, like, all my friends and everything were into it, but, like, me being a diabetic, you know, it's kind of hard to heal, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm a nerd at heart, so sports and stuff like that, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not my thing. I tried it.
Because
my friends were
into
it.
I'm not a big sports guy either.
But I was the guy that always fell on the skateboard trying to do a trick any given time. I never landed shit. you know what I mean?
Did you ever try the half pipe?
Know your strengths and weaknesses, man.
Exactly. I tell that people all the time.
Get in, get
know
out.
How to pick and, you know what I mean? How to pick your battles. And also, on the course, I was a kid that would put it up and it would bounce off the rim. I can't do too much of that before I'm like, all right, you know what? It's not my thing. You know what I mean? But mid-90s, when you watch that movie, the reason why it resonated with me so much is because the kid Stevie, he reminded me so much of myself.
Okay.
Growing up, you know what I mean? So it's real dope. And it's kind of accurate. Like yo, the opening scene, like he has like the Ninja Turtle bed sheets, and I had those same bed sheets when I was a kid.
I think everybody had those.
I did not. The Ninja Turtle reference.
Master Splinter.
Ninja Turtles, boy.
You know what I mean? Then like.
Well, dude, we got 10 years on you, dude. So for you, the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So where you were when you were 15?
He and I are like the same age.
Same age. So you had Ninja Turtle sheets too.
Dude, I still love the Ninja Turtles.
Did you have the bed sheets?
I didn't have the sheets.
Curtains.
The sheets with the brick background.
I had that like pizza shooting gun.
Hey, I had that too. You know, I had that too.
That's worth money now, but my mom put them off in the yard sale because no one knew at the time.
Favorite figure. Favorite two figures.
I had all that Star Wars shit. Bed sheets, yo, I had Star Wars shit too.
I had Star Wars and Star Trek shit back in the day. I had the Millennium Falcon and I had the USS Enterprise.
Luke Skywalker. You know what I mean? My mom put my Star Wars figures in the yard sale.
It's all about
around
Masters of the Universe.
No one knew.
I would have been mad.
No one knew.
That was my shit.
And that figure probably looked horrible.
No, actually, they're still in attack with a lightsaber.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, like, aesthetically, like, what? You know what I mean? The way it looks compared to, like the Star Wars figures
now. Yeah.
Like, because
the detail.
Yeah,
right.
And that's why they work so much because, like, you know
my
what I mean?
My mom didn't know. 1985, she put stuff in the yard sale.
She's
yeah,
like, this is nonsense. Harry Potter? What's Harry Potter? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's the way
it'll be. Harry Potter fans?
I am not really a big Harry Potter fan. And that's not because, like, any dislike because the.
Just doesn't do it for you.
I've seen, because I haven't seen them all in order.
Okay.
But one thing I will say one thing I will say about the Harry Potter movies is that cinematically,
sure,
that shit is a fucking evolution. You watch the first one compared to the last one, like that, like it was like the budget went up.
Listen,
every time, and you can fucking see it. And
I rode the ride. I have no fucking clue what's going on in that movie or story, but that shit was awesome.
Bro, I still want to go to Universal Studio because they got the whole Hogwarts.
That's what I'm talking about. I rode that 2 years ago.
That shit is super dope.
I don't know nothing about Harry Potter. I got on that ride like, whoa.
Universal
Haunted Mansion on crack.
Is this
the Haunted Mansion with the volume turned way up?
I haven't.
Is it the Universal Studios in California or the one in Florida?
Florida. You gotta go big. You can't when it comes to Disney and Universal Studios, you can't cheat yourself and go to Cali.
Hey,
you gotta go to Disney World. You can't go to Disneyland. That's just the land. You need to go to the world. You know what I mean? You need to go to the world.
Hey.
You need to put a hole in the bank.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Like, 4 years. Pal. But Disneyland is the original.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. It ain't got shit on Disney World.
That's sacred ground, man. That's Walt's
But even still, much respect.
Have you been to both?
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference, like, size-wise?
Disney World is bigger because he planned
Yo,
that
Disney
way.
World should be its own part of Florida, like, straight up.
Well, pretty
straight
much.
It kind of pretty much is. Like,
exactly. Like,
there's nothing but toll roads surrounding it and,
like, that. Like, you need to get, like you can't just walk to the next park. Like, you have to travel to
the next park. In Orlando, people work for the mouse.
But in Cali, it's, like, what, like a Six Flags, basically?
Bigger than that.
Yeah,
but the problem is when Walt bought that land, no one thought about the expansion was going to happen in Southern California.
Yeah.
So he limited himself to whatever land they bought. In the 60s, when he went into Florida without telling nobody, he went and cleared out a whole bunch of swamp land, and he made sure he had enough room to keep expanding. So they bought a shitload of land down. There's a documentary about Walt Disney World, how that came about, and all the things they did differently down in Florida that they did in Disneyland.
Gotcha. I think,
to make it better.
Yeah, I think one thing that Disneyland and Disney World has apart from the rest of any other park, any other amusement park, is that they have like a lot of touristy type of shit going on. You know what I mean? Like sights. You know what I mean?
Well,
to see. You know what I mean?
Now it's like in Southern California, Disneyland. It's nuts. It's too crowded.
On any given day, it's too crowded.
They don't limit the amount of people in the park.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I've been there stroller to stroller, bumper
to bumper. You really got
to
go there around like October or something like that. Summertime.
No, sir, I am not.
When I lived in Florida, Disney World is well known down there for having its own system. Like, it has its own banks.
Yeah, it does.
The employees, they have their own, like,
it has its own fucking ecosystem and shit.
It's like its own
zone.
Well,
that's what
it's
all
society.
Epcot was supposed
to be.
Epcot was supposed to be a city inside of Disney World.
I love Epcot.
But that's what he planned on doing.
It's like some nerd shit right there.
That's why he went down there and bought all that land for this reason.
Yeah, like, even if you're just a guy who trims the hedges around the Magic Kingdom, you live in Disney City, and you work with their banks and their laws and drive their cars.
I'm not big on Mickey Mouse and all that, but, I mean, I like the whole history of it and the way Walt came up with stuff.
Man.
I like the Imagineers. The guys that made those rides, the Haunted Mansion,
as a kid, that didn't get cable.
It's 50 years old, but still the best ride.
As a kid growing up that didn't get cable until like 95, 96.
Really?
I grew up on Disney movies, bro.
I hear
like
on
live action,
VHS
live action, yeah, live action or animated, bro. Like one of my favorite till this day.
Mountain. Which mountain?
What's that? Which
Race
mountain?
To Ridge.
Race to Ridge Mountain?
Yeah.
Yo, till this day, one of my favorite, all-time favorite Disney movies is Aristocats.
Yeah. Aristocats.
Yeah, Aristocats, man.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
Thomas O'Malley, the alley cat. He was the coolest cat around, bro.
Dio's making noises with his chair. I think he's getting antsy.
He's getting his musical influence on
over
here.
He wants to get back to music.
He's recording that right now.
Later on, he's going to put it on. I'm walking up in Omnisphere like
he's going to put it on a continuous auto loop.
You know what I mean?
Auto-tune loop.
Shit and make a fucking
party dress. It's one of those shows.
Yo, bro, no cap, no cap. The other day I was chilling with my boy Stolen Drums. Shout out to Stolen Drums. Stolen Drums, yeah. He's a really, really dope lo-fi hip-hop producer.
Okay.
Out of Atlanta right now. He's originally from Detroit, though. He's originally from Detroit.
Once again, shout out to Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Super Dilla influence. Okay. But anyway, mm-hmm. he was listening to a friend of his the other day, send him a clip of a video, and he literally made a drum kit out of him throwing spaghetti on the floor. Like in a pan.
Like the sounds?
Yeah. And he put some effects on it and everything like that. And he made a dope ass beat.
Craftwork?
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Takes, kitchen man. Craftwork.
Kitchen. And then he had to clean up afterwards.
Craftwork in the kitchen.
How do you clean up after that?
I know, right?
Right?
He made drums out of that too.
Hey, it's a badass beat.
Sweeping
I got tomato sauce everywhere.
I just feel like if you're truly passionate about that, though, like you're just always on the lookout.
You're always on the lookout. Everything.
Everything is a sound. Everything is a sample. Everything is an instrument.
When I really got immersed into the producing shit.
Uh-huh.
Like when I watch movies now, or anything that has like a original soundtrack
it, right?
or anything like that, like
you're listening
I, like
for
I'm
it.
Listening for. Yo, the first time I saw the latest Tron movie that came out back, I ain't gonna say latest. What? It's almost 10 years now.
About that,
yeah.
The latest
when
one.
That shit came out, Jesus. Yo, Daft Punk put their fucking foot in that soundtrack.
Yeah, you like Daft Punk, don't you? Who doesn't, right?
Yo, I just did a flip.
I just did a flip
of
you nailed it.
Cause back in the day, the first time I ever heard Daft Punk was One More Time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I just did a flip of that,
bro.
I just did a flip of that shit.
It's funny you said that because I still crank that song.
Yo, that shit is so dope. And the reason why I love that shit is not only you know what's crazy? The first time I ever saw that video. Was back in the day, Cartoon Network doesn't do it anymore, but every now and again they would put out videos of just fully animated cartoon mm-hmm. videos. Like they would have the gorillas.
They made it about the album. They made a cartoon that followed the album.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't know because I didn't have internet and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I wasn't really. I wasn't in the know. I was just like whatever was spoon fed to me.
Grasping at anything you could find.
So the first time I ever heard the gorillas, the Clint Eastwood or whatever, it was on Cartoon Network.
Dirty Harry, that's my jam.
It was on Cartoon Network. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the first time I heard that Daft Punk, the first three songs I ever heard was One More Time.
Around the World.
And then Better, Stronger, Faster or whatever. Whatever Kanye flipped or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember the order, order. But that shit was so dope to me. I became a huge fan. And then, my bad. Sorry to cut you off. But then I also remember. Bringing it back to me being so observant and me being such a fan of Daft Punk, like, I remember watching, what was it, Kiss of the Dragon? Jet Li's Kiss of the Dragon?
Yeah.
And there was a part where he was fighting somebody, and there was a, I think it was a Slum Village track.
Okay.
And there was a part where he was fighting these two blonde twins or something like that.
Right.
And fucking, they did a flip of the Better, Stronger, Faster joint before the Kanye shit.
Right.
And I was like, yo, that shit is so fucking dope. Like, it went perfectly with the fight sequence and all that shit. Like, man.
See, when you talk Slum Village, that's underground to me.
That's what I consider
underground.
Shout out to Slum Village.
Like Slum Village.
Let me pass
like
the
that.
Mic.
That's underground to me.
So, Dio. Yeah. Daft Punk. Yeah? Are you into that?
Yeah.
You like it all, right?
Listen to it, yeah. Throw it on.
That's cool.
He's not off the table.
But if
he's
you,
not off the table
don't,
on nothing.
Yeah, he's a music fan.
He's a music fan in general.
I want to hear, you know.
I'm a music fan, but I'm not an average listener like people think.
He's not casual.
Yeah, you won't ever see me. Well, I'm not going to say you won't ever see me. But I'm not like the person you'll see like wearing headphones or earbuds all the time listening to music. I kind of get what's like. Thrown at me, or I'm just focused on whatever I'm
like
working
podcasts
on.
Like podcasts and shit, just throw it at you.
If I'm listening with friends or something like that, but I won't sit and like, oh, let me check out the new. You know, I don't have Spotify on my phone. I don't have iTunes. Like,
you know how I hear anything new or anything different, and I talk to Shmoo about this. The way I hear anything new or different is when I'm at home. I work from home. I just leave YouTube on. I have the YouTube premium thing with
I
no
like
commercials.
Videos,
so YouTube is like I tell Shmoob is the digital age of is digital crate digging.
Pretty much.
I find so many different remixes of stuff now and so many things. I just let it roll all day long. Mm-hmm. And I hear different stuff, even stuff that I didn't know about from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Right. Find stuff. And that's what I mean. When it comes to hip hop, right, we got away from sampling a lot of because obviously there's more money, you know, to be paid out nowadays. It ain't like it was 30 years ago when you can get away with half the shit, right?
Right.
But that's what, that to me, that's what to me, that's what hip hop is digging up the old beats off the old records and turning something old into something new and all this yada yada shit. But right. I think that's what's missing. I know it's hard to do nowadays because it costs a fortune. Because you can't just go and tap into someone's music. They're going to find out and, you know, hit you over the head monetarily. But
that's a fortune, but...
Yeah, yeah, it depends on who you're sampling, though.
Rest in peace, Robin Thicke's
career.
Getting
samples?
Huh?
He's talking about it costs a fortune to get samples?
Not to get samples, but if you... Yeah, they're clearing the samples, man.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about the big daddy of all sampling albums. I mean, there's Paul's Boutique, Beastie Boys, and then there's 3 Feet High and Rise and De La Soul. To make those albums today, given today's...
It wouldn't happen.
It would cost millions to make in clearing royalties.
And Chris just hit the nail on the head just now when he said about the whole Robin Thicke thing.
If it even remotely sounds like somebody else's song.
I don't like that Marvin Gaye's estate
came after him for that.
But it's because everything is digital now. Like, nothing is a hard copy. It's just like everybody's just like, oh my God, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose my
What blows my mind a little bit too is I'm going back 10-15 years when
Oh. Food's here.
Oh man, this is your avocado
left on, homie.
California roll.
Want a break right here a minute?
We can take a break.
I gotta hit the
head. You wanna pause it, homie? Alright, we're out here. Take a break. We're back. Up show.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Let's get started.
Hit the button, dude. We good? We're recording?
I think he hit the button.
3, 2, 1, Hub Show, we are back. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charming, Set.
Ta-ta-ta.
Sorry, ta-ta-ta. DJ Smoove in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And, Santino's still working out his California roll DJ avocado.
DJ Smoove.
Smoove with
just
an H.
Figured out tonight how many people actually sampled the Speak and Spell.
I'm with it.
Which is some shit.
I'm with it.
Which is some shit. Everybody from Kraftwerk to my man Troy Boy.
Yeah. To Chris over here.
What was
to
it? Chris. What, it was it? What was it?
Chris Canfield.
T R O. I, B, O, I, Troy Boy, who's probably got to be one of the dopest freaking twerk slash underground slash EDM producers probably on the fucking planet. Yeah?
He said, do your homework.
Wow.
He said, write it down, do your
Troy
homework.
Boy.
Troy Boy.
Troy Boy.
I need to figure that out.
Shout out to
out.
Troy Boy. If you're listening in, as a matter of fact, I'm going to link Troy Boy to this shit.
Oh, you know it?
I found out your ancient Chinese secret, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah. Found that out.
Right. Yeah, that's go right. on Twitter. Just speak call
and,
him out.
Speak and Spell is a shit.
Yeah. Hey, Texas Instruments.
Bro, talking about
him.
Talking about
like, no, don't
why?
No.
So check it. God. Just to add on like sampling like cool shit. I forget the producer's name, but my man's showed me a video of him the other day. You ever watch Rhythm Roulette on YouTube? That.
You said Rhythm Outlet?
Rhythm Roulette. Rhythm Roulette.
Yes, I have seen
Rhythm
that.
Roulette.
Yes.
There was this one producer on there where he had like his little setup, you know what I mean? He had, you know, his NPCs and his, you
right.
know, all his sampling equipment and everything like that. Basically messing with hardware, not really software.
Right.
But the shit that he was sampling was straight off of video games. Like he had the Coleco in there, he had the Atari
in
there.
I'm sure.
Chris Webby does that a lot.
You know what I mean? He had the SNES, and he was just sampling cartridges because people usually, you know, pick records out.
Right,
They blindfold them and they make them pick out three records.
Right, they make them pick out
but
three records.
But he blindfolded
Manny
himself.
Manny Fresh has been on
there also. Yeah, of course. Right. Knife Wonder, Big Crit, Havoc. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Any dope, really respected producer has been on there.
But, I have seen that. Yep.
But yeah,
the one
yeah.
with Manny Fresh was dope.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, there's so many.
What the hell's like, Manny Fresh?
Yo,
doing
yo,
with
check
his
out the one
says.
With check
producing
out
producing shit.
Check out the is one. It? Check out oh, the yeah. one with A-Rab Music. That man is a monster on the NPC. Like every time I watch A-Rab Music,
he's talking about a one finger drumming dude.
Yo, that man. he's an animal. He's a super animal.
Yeah, is Manny Fresh still connected to Cash Money? Or did
absolutely?
He?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I don't think they. I don't think their. I don't think their relationship is still the same due to certain things.
No,
but,
no,
but they haven't disbanded. But they,
in fact,
they still
him, Juvenile, and Baby just put out. I don't know if it's an EP or an actual album, but Manny Fresh is still in the game. He's still in the game with Cash Money and all.
Yeah.
That. Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I know I had a TV where the horn goes. I know that part.
He's still in it.
And everything was in his mama's name.
Don't sleep on Manny.
I guess he's not. I guess he's got enough money that he got his mama out of Hawk.
Oh, shit. he's still in the game, though. Don't let Manny
fool
you.
Took his mama to the pawn shop.
Whatever you say about Manny Fresh, he provided a certain sound for, like, a certain point in time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would call him the originator of twerk, because when Back That Ass came out,
I wouldn't even say that. I say the originators of twerk are the 69 boys, bro.
Yeah, huh? But they were more on a Miami vibe.
That was that Florida twerk, though.
I understand.
That's that OG Florida twerk.
They were 120 BPMs, man. They were hauling ass down there. But you know,
that was back in the days of Freaknik. You know that.
Right,
you know
what
I mean?
Right. I get you on that.
Like yo. A lot of old heads, a lot of old females nowadays be talking that. Oh, these youngins, this, then the third. Yo, look at them videos back in the day, the Freaknik. Get back to me on that.
Yeah.
Get back
I get
on that.
I feel
video
you.
Host.
Plus, they had videos. Plus,
pretty
videos.
Yeah, you got a point.
Fly Girls.
Yep. There you go. See?
J-Lo.
J-Lo and all of them. Yep.
OG.
We're supposed to do a reboot on that, too.
What, in Lemon Color?
Yep.
If
anybody wins, I ain't watching.
Oh, no, they're all in it.
Can't, oh, they better
can't,
be.
Can't
they better be.
With the class with the original stuff too.
Yo. But for real, I was because I think it was on Hulu for a while. I think it's still on Hulu. Yeah. In Living Color.
Yeah.
I was watching some of the skits they had on there. Don't think some of that stuff's flying. Them handyman skits with Tiny Avenger.
You can't even the clown, bro.
Homie the Clown is mild compared to a handyman, yo.
True.
Like when he went out the window, he was up in the way.
Damon Wayans had a whole.
And he had a midget sidekick called Tiny Avenger.
Dude, Damon Wayans had a whole stand-up routine based on the whole handyman thing before he brought the
right.
Yo, yo, yeah. yo, for real,
he didn't get away with that
for
shit
real,
today.
Yo, dead ass. Right, I still have this theory. I think.
Did you order food again?
Yeah, it's supposed to be bringing me up.
We go.
Oh my goodness.
Man is getting his grease on over here. He don't play when it comes to
ordering food again.
My man does not play when it comes to the Beatles, man.
And sure enough, the past hour.
Back in the day, you remember Blank Man, right?
Yep.
I do. I think they were trying to pitch a handyman movie, but they were like, bro, I don't know. Can we switch it up?
This up
we got to finesse this a little bit because this ain't flying right now. Like,
it would offend too many people because people would be in their feelings too much right now.
Yeah, this was for prime time, but
shit.
This is the big screen, bro. Like, we're trying to make
sensitivity. Everybody in their delicate sensitivity.
I feel like every podcast comes down to that.
I feel so. I feel so bad for everyone. Oh my God. Did I offend you? Oh, poor you.
Fuck that. If
fuck
I offended you,
like,
I done my
give
damn
a
job.
Fuck about
okay?
any of
it. If I offended you, I done my fucking job.
That's right. Fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck
about
right,
it.
Theo?
If I offend you, I done my damn
house,
job.
Man. He knows what's up.
If I offend you, I can't say I'm sorry.
Don't bother. Don't bother saying you're sorry.
Sounds like a personal problem. Yeah, it sounds like a personal
saying
problem.
You're sorry means you're admitting to guilt, and there is no guilt in offending.
Comedy has no guilt.
Sometimes when I say sorry, I'm not really admitting to guilt. I'm just saying it to just be like, all right, get the fuck off my case.
Get the conversation.
Like, all right, I'm not trying to be on trial anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when you're on the phone with somebody and you go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. Hmm. And they just keep on talking. They're all like, right. like
you're
all
watching,
right.
You're watching TV.
Like
okay.
your mom.
No, yo.
And even. Like you're in the living room and she's still yelling while she's in the kitchen washing dishes.
Yeah, you can't get them to stop.
I'm like,
all right,
I heard you, mom.
All right. Gotcha.
And then like it'll go silent.
That means shut up for
and
the next
start going
45 minutes. But it doesn't happen.
So you gotta
yeah.
Lose your mom.
fucking old school that'll whip your ass with a switch and a fucking flip flop and shit, right?
Hey, Tito, give me a switch.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Still?
Oh, no. No, I didn't say Tito. I said Tito. I was bringing it back to Jackson. All right,
no, we should do like a whole roundabout thing here.
All right, let's go.
And find out who got beat as a child.
Who got beat as a child?
Let's do it.
I got my ass.
Charmy got beat as a child.
Charmy got beat as a child. She raised her hand for all the listeners.
The
listeners who can't see.
We're going deep here.
I got beat as a child up until 10.
Up until 10?
Because my father joined the military and like something like clicked in his head and totally changed. So it was no longer beatings. Like anytime he punished us, he would like in the military mental they would call shit. It getting smoked.
Psychological
getting smoked.
Stuff, huh?
He was right. smoking.
So you're doing push-ups and sit-ups and
push-ups,
all
that sit-ups, shit. He would make us put up our arms like for like years
of
time.
Oh, I was raised military like, style
like,
yo, too.
Like and
I think that's
it,
the
he
way.
Would do it. He would do it like what do they call it whenever they blindfold a whole bunch of people and they get ready to shoot them or whatever?
Yeah. Shooting range.
He blindfolded you and shot you?
No. But he would line us up and like which one of us wouldn't like fess up to whatever like we did.
And
but
he would put one live bullet.
All right, yeah.
And everybody's gun.
Yeah. Okay, y'all don't want to fess up. Keep your arms up, you know what I mean? And we'd be there for like 30, 40 minutes just fighting and like crying too. Like,
oh, you were doing military drills like the freaking dying cockroach and shit like that. You were doing exercises.
We would be on the floor doing flutter kicks, you know what I mean?
What's a flutter kick?
Flutter kick, you just get on the floor and you just gotta...
You gotta kick your legs up.
You kick your leg like you're swimming.
You can't touch the ground.
Your feet can't touch the ground.
Can't touch the ground at all.
That's crazy.
5 minutes of that, you know what I mean? He would like, all right, now he would
do the dying cockroach or doing some sit-ups or doing some shit like that. And that shit hurts.
Keep pedaling.
Work them glutes.
You know what I mean? Yep.
That's right. That's crazy.
Right.
I got the belt one time, and the one time I got the belt was enough that I was like, yeah, I don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
So then all he had to do was like raise his voice or reach for the belt, and I was done. I would just run for the belt.
I had Guyanese parents, okay?
He said I got Guyanese parents in Jamaica. Oh.
Look here.
All right.
The first thing my mama got her hands on, she would whip my ass with. It was a broomstick, a pan, a freaking flip flop.
She would bonk you with a pan?
A fly swatter. Whatever she got her hands on with first, she would tear my ass.
It was a ritual. Right? It was a ritual.
Hey, time out.
Ceremony.
Charmy, you raised your hand. What's up? She
got
beat down as a child or what?
I thought this was a conversation. Why is this?
It's your turn. You raise your hand.
I thought it was a general.
Oh, she doesn't want to admit. She doesn't want to admit what happened. She's skirting her. She's skirting
her pocket.
I don't want to go. I don't want to
read this.
I'm stretching.
You got to go through it to get through.
That's right.
Yeah, you came out with a black eye because you didn't finish because you were playing in your mashed potatoes.
I think that's
I know the style.
Okay, now we got somebody here. Hey, I'm about to just grab the bag and tell him.
Wow.
Your dad would come over and put out a cigarette in your mashed potatoes and then just backhand you. Yeah, I told you
so
to stop
extreme.
Playing in these fucking things.
Oh my god.
I know
you
the
make
style.
Art with your food sometimes. It's okay to play with your food.
That was actually on my bucket list, actually. I want to be able to put a cigarette out in some mashed potatoes, but I don't smoke.
I mean, we can hand you a cigarette if you really
can
want
you
to
hand
do
me
that.
A cigarette and so I can put it out in my mashed potatoes?
Yeah, if you really want to make that dream come true.
But your food's here, Tino. Now check it. California roll. Did you get it right?
I trust them.
You trust them the second time. Let's see. There we go. We're in the bag.
I ain't going to front. My man gets his grease on.
Is it?
He
no,
does not play when it comes to
cucumber this
food.
Time, right? An avocado?
No avocado.
Did you look at that through the plastic?
You sure it's not a cucumber?
No avocado? Okay.
And you, sir? When?
Oh, I get some.
Well, yeah.
All right. I'm going to put this in the fridge.
Yeah,
I'm going to save this shit for... It's going to be lunch tomorrow. I'm going to be driving to Fredericksburg.
Eating sushi?
Shout out to Fuji for getting my shit right.
Yeah. Shout out to Fuji Law for getting their shit right.
Chris, you have a game? You got something you want to do?
Yeah, you want to play the game?
Check this out.
Play
all right.
Everyone's involved here, man.
So we know. So we all know.
Okay.
We all know that, you know, Polacks are dumb.
Who's that?
Black people love watermelon and grape soda.
Wow!
We know that women are very bad drivers and Asians are really good at math.
Amazing driver.
Right?
And old people are the most rudest people in the world.
So what I have come up with,
because we don't give a fuck no more.
What I have come up with is a game.
A game
where we go, we take obscure stereotypes.
Yeah.
And then we try to match the race or people.
So what is this, racist or not?
To
are we playing racist?
The obscure stereotype. Now this game has been designed to try to stump you.
Tino, it's already racist.
This has been designed to try to stump you people. So
for the
may
for
may
all
not
the listeners, this
for
is a pretty eclectic group.
For all the,
right now,
for
like,
the listeners for, and for all the guests here, this is a first in the Hub Show.
Okay.
We made sure the room was right.
We have dug into random countries and peoples to get these questions.
Gotcha.
I don't think I have.
And it may be a game that you guys don't actually know the answers to.
Okay.
Well, Chris, if you start rattling off all the answers, there's something wrong with you.
Is this like the one skit in the Chappelle Show, like
the racial draft?
No. The joke when they're like, is pimping easy? And he's like, hell yeah. He's like, that is correct.
Oh, this is the Jeopardy skit. Yeah, this show's great.
Pimping for 500, please.
All right. So.
Wait. Chris has an assistant. She's mute. Uh-oh. Helen Keller has come into the room.
She's got a notebook full of them. Just waiting.
All right. So.
Let the speak and spell speak for you.
Yeah, he's just used
a what if somebody
spell.
Just communicated Chris, strictly through a speak question. And spell?
I even the engineers in on it.
I want to know.
I'm telling you, man. Chappelle Show is universal. It's just like we.
That's true. That's true.
It's
we quiet. We just watch him.
It spells ocean.
Would you try to spell Moldova?
Moldova.
Yeah. Have you heard about the?
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Stop.
Oh, shit, here, we sushi,
go. Here we go. We're gonna start the game. Everything else just got clipped out. We're going to start the game with question number one.
Richie wants in.
Hold on. Richie wants in.
Oh, he wants to get this on. Oh, my God.
Maybe you don't. So you're asking all the
questions.
Here
we go.
I am asking all the questions,
you
and I am
the
keeping
answer.
The score.
Answer.
And I am keeping the score.
That's okay, that's all I care about.
I can't think of any.
I think we're going to need another drink on this one.
Are we ready?
Go ahead.
Question number one.
Asians.
Who is known for being inconsiderate drivers?
Asians.
You give us an
inconsiderate
choice. This is going to be multiple choice now.
Hurry up.
Lincoln Town Car drivers.
Dude, you're gonna break the microphone.
And we are going to go with
people driving dualies.
The Irish, B, Malaysians, or C, Pakistanis.
Inconsiderate drivers.
Inconsiderate drivers.
What are my choices?
A.
Malaysians,
Irish,
Pakistanis, or
B,
Irish?
B. Malaysians, or C. Pakistanis.
I'm going Irish.
Now, what classifies as inconsiderate, though? You know what I mean? Like,
is it rude?
Is that just like people not using turn signals?
Where
do
these questions come from? Like,
what are these multiple choices come from?
Yeah.
I'm
saying, like,
who came up with these
Irish
answers?
I've never heard that before.
I never heard that either.
No.
It's all right.
I would say
make it work.
Everybody needs to lock in their answers.
Is this
now
like a universal?
We
like,
need
right, so like out of 100
you
people.
The look you just gave.
So
everybody needs to lock
in
some answers.
I'm going to go.
I said Irish.
With.
No. I would go with C, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, I'll go with C.
Because, again, stereotypical thing.
C.
Pakistani?
Because there are a lot of cab drivers.
Yeah.
And cab drivers don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're putting the
they will bob and weave in and out in front of you and
Pakistani.
Not give a fuck about you.
Jay's going with Pakistani.
I'm going with Charlie.
I'm going with.
You're going with Charlie.
I'm going with C.
All right. Charmin.
I'm torn.
Irish.
Between the Irish and the Pakistani.
Malaysian.
I'm just going to pick
Pakistanis.
B. I want to be different.
She's B.
I'm different. No.
She's a B.
Different. Yeah.
I'm going to go with D, any New Yorker.
Yeah,
and
that
kind of falls into C.
Oh, Pakistanis? Yeah, I guess they are taxicab drivers, aren't they? A lot of them.
That was the logic that Smooth threw out there.
That's right.
All right.
Smooth.
Well, the answer is B, Malaysians.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Malaysians are known for being inconsiderate drivers.
Are we counting points?
Yes.
Are you taking this down?
We certainly are.
And nobody answered that, right?
You get to win a speaking spell.
Okay. She said she wanted to be different.
She got one. She got 1 point. All right.
That's right. Win.
Question number two.
Yeah.
Who is known for loving to eat frog legs?
French.
Would it be A, African Americans?
Absolutely not.
B, Australians? Or no. C, the French?
The French.
I think Jay just ruined that for everybody.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like that's a common one.
That's pretty common.
Yeah. You watch the Muppet movie?
That's not
that's
obscure.
That's pretty common.
The Muppet movie.
Yeah.
Watch the Muppet croissant. Movie. The one with Ricky Gervais
who
in it?
Who doesn't love Jim Henson, man? Muppet if you don't like Jim Henson,
I like Dark Hopper. Respect. Frog legs, yo.
All right. So I guess everyone locked it in at that. So that is a
That's pretty common. That's pretty common.
Yeah.
Disregard.
It's not common. It's not
African American.
This game sucks.
You have to hear that.
All right. Who is known for having more prisoners than anyone else?
Oh, shit.
A, the Chinese.
No.
B, the Americans.
The Americans.
Or C, the Mexicans.
The Americans.
Chinese. The Americans.
It's the Americans. Our jail population.
I'm going to say the Chinese.
Bigger population.
Because they probably outnumber us like 10 to 1.
One at a time now. One at a time. There's a lot of chatter going on.
Jay says A.
One at a time.
A.
We got A for J.
Chinese.
All right. What else? Who? Charming.
I'm going with the Americans.
All right. What do we got down here at the end of the table? Chinese.
What was the last Jones?
Based on population.
Yep. We got people still locked up for down for the weed, man.
DJ Schmoov.
I'm going with the Americans.
Americans. All right. And Santina.
Chinese.
I'm surprised that nobody went with Mexicans.
I feel like a lot of that has got to be
knowing as
books.
That Mexicans are like have
what?
They have prisons that are
they
like
have
cities,
prison communities.
And you don't think
yeah.
China doesn't?
China has to, right? even though the answer is B, Americans.
Boom.
Boom.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
There's more Americans. More Americans in prison than in China?
Yeah, we're known for that around the world to have like the biggest prison system. It
absolutely.
That just means we don't trust each other enough.
Something
is
like
that what it means?
Thank you, Santino. A PSA.
That sounds like a weak excuse.
No, because the Chinese will cut your fucking head off.
I guess they don't
laugh.
I guess the population
they don't have
down.
To worry about overcrowded prisons and shit. They will fucking kill you first.
All black.
That's when they blindfold you and take you out back.
Stop playing.
He said, we can't pay tax money on these motherfuckers. Off with their heads.
Off with them.
Off with their heads. Bring out your dead. All right. Question number four. Who is known for saying...
What?
Wait, who is
that's the saying.
Who is known for what?
Who is known for saying...
Slim Shady? I don't know.
Get the fuck out.
Wait.
Now listen, this is spelled WK, WK, WK.
It sounds like the Disturbed song.
But there's no I between it.
What
all right.
What are the choices?
Who is known for saying... Wicka, wicka, wicka?
Waka waka
waka waka waka.
A, Indonesians.
No.
B, Mandarins, or C, Bolivians.
I'm going Mandarins.
All right.
Well, that's the way he said it.
We got charming down for Bolivians.
No,
Mandarins.
You probably. Can you spell it?
Jay?
I need context clues
in.
Here.
I say Bolivia. I have no fucking clue there.
All right.
Is this even a word? Like,
hold on, time out.
One of those
weirdo things that catches on
that doesn't make sense.
Time out.
What
are
meaning?
They describing?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, can
that
you,
makes wow. a big difference.
Yeah. Let me look this
that
up.
That could be a Star Wars thing, dude.
Say onomatopoeia. Wow. I haven't heard that since like 7th grade, bro.
What planet are you on, dude? Is this
what are they it's trying to describe? That makes a big difference.
Are we in the Dagobah system?
Are we in the Mos Eisley cantina?
Yeah, bro. Who shot first?
Right.
Always Han.
Always Han. They should never change that shit.
No, what are they describing? like waka waka, as in somebody trying to.
Waka 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 is a form of laughter exchanged through chats or texts.
So it's our LOL.
It is their LOL.
That's what I mean.
Brick squad?
Yeah. Their LOL?
I'm still going with Bolivia.
What were my choices?
Bolivia.
Choices are Indonesians, Mandarins, or Bolivians.
I'm saying Bolivians.
Oh, fucking clue.
I know.
Indonesians, Mandarins, or Bolivians?
Bolivians.
I kind of want to change to Indonesians at this point. Now that I have a context clue.
No, I'm good.
I'm going with Indonesians.
You're going. I'll go with her answer.
Thanks,
goodness. When in Rome. Santino.
What in Rome do as a Romans?
Santino?
I was winning Rome. I'm with her.
So everybody's going to go with Bolivia. Everybody's going to go with that she knows some inside clue that everyone else doesn't.
No, that's not even it. I'm just like, I'm not sure.
Well, it just so happens to be a Indonesian.
Boom.
Which, I'll take it.
See? Which she nailed. You didn't take it.
I said, I'll take the loss. I'll take it.
You took Bolivia's.
That was a hell of a question.
This is what it
Excellent
is.
Timing, bro. Excellent timing.
That was a hell of a.
What do you got now, man?
All right. So now we got a tiebreaker question. Tiebreaker question. This is between Charming and Schmooth. Because you guys are tied at 2-2. Tied at 2-2, and everybody else is out.
We good.
So.
I thought I had 3 points, but okay.
Question number 5.
Big game.
Now I'm going to go ahead and delete. I'm going to go ahead and delete one of the wrong answers, so someone has to be right here.
Oh, she's on the curve.
Oh, whoa.
Who is known for saying "eh" at the end of every sentence?
Canadians.
It depends on what my choices are.
Jay?
It's the Canadians.
Bingo.
Everybody knows them.
Hey.
Well, I'm half Canadian, there's actually more than one, but go ahead. What are my choices?
The Polish.
Definitely not the Polish.
Or the Canadians.
Canadians.
Hawking that A.
Yep.
I'm half Canadian, dude.
I know. It's a horrible tiebreaker. We're gonna have to work out the order of these questions next time.
Seriously, that's too easy, dude. It
takes a little bit more
French
work.
Frog legs and A.
Listen,
and it's all
frog legs. I had no idea about the frog legs.
But French?
To be honest with you, I had no idea about the frog legs. I would have not
known. You need to get out of Sharpsburg sometimes, man.
I do. I've never been to France. I don't even plan on going to France because they don't even like Americans over there. They hate Americans in France. That's what they say. Anyway.
Sharpsburg talking, man.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Does game come from Sharpsburg?
Well, you know what?
Right.
You know what the problem is?
Huh.
When I go to foreign countries and they don't speak English,
you leave.
Then I think that they're speaking. Why are you speaking foreign to me? You're supposed to know English. I don't care if I'm
You're
in France or
ass.
Germany or something. You're supposed to know English
by default. And you talking to me, you should automatically know that you need to
By default?
By default? It's your default language?
Yeah.
I'm
so
sure
I guess we're going to end the game on a tie. The game ends on a tie. Charming.
I was going to go with Mexicans if you said Mexicans, because I've heard quite a few Mexicans.
I think we're all winners
a.
here
that
today.
That say A?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Chicano.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. I get that.
I guess you should have went Indonesian on Wicca Wicca Wicca.
Either A or Holmes.
Yeah. Holmes. Canal or whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean?
Huh?
I'm thinking about it. I don't hear that. I know what you're saying, but I don't hear that in the lingo too much. But they do say it once in a while.
A?
I'm trying to think hard,
They say more Holmes than A.
Yeah, they say more Holmes than A.
See?
it's more like they'll be like, man, what the fuck are you doing, A? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
like,
there,
like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not like every sentence.
No.
He's into the Chicanas.
Fubar. You know what I mean?
It's not like Bobby's World's mom Dukes.
Bobby Generic.
You know what I mean? Don't you know?
Anyway, well, listen, man, let's wrap this baby
up. Fargo.
Santino, thanks for coming back, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing the pop culture and the anime.
No problem.
And where you? You're on, again, you're on SoundCloud.
Tino the Sandman. On Instagram, TYENO. And on Facebook, Santino Mancebo.
There you are, man.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
and
it.
We're going to come to you next time. I want to hear the stuff y'all are doing. Or bring it with you next time.
Let me know.
All
let
this music
know.
Talk.
We good?
Oh, yeah, we cook.
You cook.
We chef up.
We want to smell it, what you're cooking there, man.
Yep.
Very.
Yeah.
We do some very robust shit.
Well, listen, again, you gotta talk to
you know
who? We're
gonna do it again.
We want to do it in your kitchens. You need.
Of course, my kitchen's always open.
Well, you gotta let the other chef in there know. let us in, man.
You know, what I'm saying?
It's all good. The Hub Show.
I'm always in there. I'm always cooking.
I know. I see you on Facebook doing your thing, man. So,
you are good.
Dio, you're Midwest Classics.
Midwest Classics.
The E is a three.
E is a three on Midwest, MIDW3ST_classics.
All right.
You can get to my website from there. That's really all you need.
You got lots going on. You work a lot of artists?
I work with a lot of local artists.
Local artists here in Hagerstown.
Yeah, engineering and production and kind of just guidance and artist development.
There you go.
I dig that.
And DJ Smooth, you're always on the move. You're DJing.
I'm always
shout
on
out
the
to
move,
Tarek. Man. Shout out to Jerry Harper.
Club Aura. Yeah.
How shout often? Out to Tarek. Shout out to Club Aura. Shout out to O'Connell's.
Yeah. All of them.
My,
man.
There's just too many to
it
name.
It goes on and on. You're a busy
shout
man.
Out to Events by Elizabeth.
There you go.
Shout out to just everybody, man. Just shout out to everybody.
Shout out to the whole world. Shout out the whole world. Shout out.
Everybody who's
shout
doing
out,
what they want to be doing.
Never
working towards their goals. Good
stuff. Shout out to everybody the whole way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Right. Shout out to everybody.
Moving something, making a shake, making a face, you know what I'm saying? Building the cake, getting to the bag.
We're still making our cake here, dude.
Letting the nuts hey, sack.
The hey, cake's look. Decorating, though.
As long we're getting, working
on, yeah, as long as you're working around. On keep dialing the prize.
You got the numbers you know what up mean? The
so you got to buy an at least enough to eat on about some real estate shit. So
know.
You
it's
know,
our yeah. show it went yeah. from our shenanigans to that shit. Anyway. That's the show. We're out there on YouTube, and next Monday we shoot episode number 2 yeah. in the studio for the TV.
We do.
That'll be on YouTube next week. We'll be putting that out.
Mayor Bob.
Mayor Bob will be there to and talk about his stadium plans.
Johnny Castle. Stadium.
Johnny Castle Sun from stadium. Hagerstown Suns. They talked yeah. about it yesterday at the city council meeting. I got to listen to it, so a little
that's
a little schooled
guy,
up on what we're going to talk about.
Right.
But there's lots to talk about, huh? That's
Jason Teach.
Right? The mayor.
The mayor is not that
the
young,
young
dude. He's not that young, man.
No.
He's older than me, anyway.
Maybe we're talking about somebody different.
Yeah.
Wow. It can only be one mayor.
He really may be mistaken him for the landlord.
Huh?
He may be mistaken him for the landlord.
Maybe.
Big Chuck.
Big Chuck. Little Chuck, as you call him.
Well, I was born for that ironic name, you know.
He caught it, though. He laughed about
yeah,
it. It was
yeah.
good.
And sometimes yeah. there's big guys you name tiny.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes there's
little
tiny
John
guys
big
you name.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big guys.
All right.
All about that Suge Knight
I was
hat.
Going for the ironic.
He did like that. Yeah, that was a favorite of his, man. Yeah. Anywho.
Sorry. Tino getting his grease on over here,
Tino,
so I'm about
nah,
to call
nah,
somebody
no more,
up.
No more are you full?
No more grease.
All good?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Your food?
Yes, I am nourished.
Food was good this time?
He was eating sushi the entire episode.
He got his vittles in. He's good. Now it's time for me to go
I
get
no longer need sustenance.
We're good.
No more.
All right, well, listen. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmer, and producer Rich Jones over there. Doing
hey,
the right finally.
Hey, looking like John
again,
Lennon.
For Santino, DJ Shmoove, and Dio Evans, we are out of here.
For Asgard.
See ya.
Hail Megatron.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heiss. Mm-hmm.